Chapter 1. Whitney. Whitney Elizabeth Dahl, Doctor of Philosophy in Sociology. It has a nice ring to it, right? My parents didn't think so. In fact, they spent the entire summer trying to convince me I was educated enough. Why would a girl as pretty, popular, and filthy rich as me need a master's degree, let alone a doctorate? Why, for the love of all things holy, would I want to spend another 3 to 4 years in school when I can do what my mother and her mother and her mother's mother did? Marry rich, laterally, if not up. Never work a day in my life as long as I look the other way when it came to my future husband's affairs. Be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen of some Hampton estate and breed the next generation of haughty billionaires with a half a brain who at least look good in an Armani suit while in the boardroom of a company their great-grandfather built. Nope, that kind of life was never for me. Even from the beginning of my life, I knew I was destined for something other than designer clothes, fast cars, and garden parties. I wanted more. I needed more. My father liked to say that I've never been satisfied a single day in my life, and he was right. I spent the summers lying out by my parents' pool in the Hamptons, while my mother chided me about wrinkles from beneath her UV-blocking umbrella. I sipped white wine while she listened to her friends cooing and comforting her, while saying things like, "Rachel, you poor thing. She'll get tired of those books and marry into the Brockford family soon enough." And my mother, poor thing, had held back tears as she whispered that I'd already turned down 3 proposals from the man in question. It wasn't like they wanted me to marry Christian Brockford because they loved him and wanted him to become part of our family. No, marriages were a business arrangement if someone came from a family like mine. Love was never part of the equation. Building and maintaining dynasties was the golden rule. I wanted more. So I decided to reach out and take it.